Welcome to the Daily Drive Podcast, part of the Imagine Golf Podcast Network. Enjoy listening to a previous series inside the Imagine Golf app, where each week we feature seven concepts from a best-selling book or a top mind in the game. Here is our founder and the voice of Imagine Golf, Malcolm Scoville.
Welcome back to the Daily Drive. Each week we spotlight a new book that can help you think better and play better. This is our day five spotlight on Golf Annika's Way by 72-time LPGA champion Annika Sorenstam. In our last lesson, we talked about taking mental vacations. Today, we'll talk about resistance. I was a mediocre junior golfer, Annika writes. By 15, I was shooting in the mid to high 90s. No one would have said I was going places. Was my coach blown away by my talent? Just ask him. He'll tell you that of all the young players he worked with, I never stood out. She practiced and she played in matches, but she didn't take it seriously. One evening, she says, it started to rain. I called my father to pick me up. When he arrived, he looked silently over the driving range, where a few juniors were hitting balls in the rain. On the way home, he said, you know, Annika, there are no shortcuts to success. His point was simple. If Annika's goal was to shoot in the 90s, she was doing fine. Her level of practice and commitment matched that goal. But if she wanted to win junior tournaments and even turn pro, she had to work harder. Otherwise, those girls out there in the rain would beat her every time. She had to stop resisting the things that would help her succeed. In his best-selling book, The War of Art, Stephen Pressfield describes exactly what Annika is talking about. There's a natural force within us that resists change, because change is hard. When we feel resistance, we rationalize why we can't practice today, or why we're skipping the putting green, even though putting is killing our score. Giving in to that resistance becomes a habit. Before we know it, the consistency we need to improve is gone. Our practice sessions and our progress become sporadic at best. So what do? Well, Annika discovered a simple corollary. When she felt resistance, that was her cue to take action. So when she woke up on a cold morning in Sweden and didn't want to work out, she took that resistance as a road sign that read, "This way to success." She hopped out of bed and began working out. She discovered that once she pushed through the resistance, the rest was easy. Soon, she was the girl hitting balls in the rain and winning tournaments. In The War of Art, Stephen Pressfield said, resistance is by definition self-sabotage. Look at your golf game. Are you resisting the very thing that will help you succeed? The practice time, the mental workouts, the stretching, the pre-shot routine. Are you sabotaging your own goals? Try Annika's method. When you feel that resistance, see it as a road sign, this way to success. Push through the resistance, get to the driving range, and start getting better. That's all for today. Until next time, keep imagining what's possible.
Thanks for listening to the Daily Drive podcast. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe and be sure to rate and review this episode. If you want more content like this right now, download the Imagine Golf app from the App Store or Google Play and start your free 7-day trial. You can listen to hundreds of snackable mental game lessons. Imagine Golf is helping thousands of golfers lower their handicaps, play more consistently, and get more joy out of the game. Think better, and you will play better. And as Malcolm said, until next time, keep imagining what's possible.